Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Julian Nelson. This is 430 West 11th Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 707-362-6741, ID XXXXX-691-0. Date of birth is 7-7-2002, 20-year-old, single, student/employee, Butte College. Insurance is Blue Shield of California. Parenthesis, father, Michael Nelson. Pharmacy is Rite Aid, East Avenue. It is addressed to 8 capital O-N-U-R, capital T-U-R-E-K-M-D, internal medicine. Argyle Medical Group, that's the next heading. Below that, 100 Independence Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973-0258. Below that, telephone 530-899-2125, fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for recent history of seizure. Dear Dr. Turek and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Julian Nelson for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Julian was seen today, accompanied by both his mother and father. Subparagraph, he is a pleasant young man who unfortunately experienced what was described to be partial epilepsy with secondary generalization, having a recurrent seizure after the first episode. Subparagraph, he was hospitalized and evaluated and had an unremarkable workup at that time. New paragraph, he was not started on any particular medication and was referred for evaluation. New paragraph, he gave a very important past medical history of severe concussive post-traumatic injury approximately 10 years ago when he was riding his bicycle and hit by a car. Subparagraph, he was hospitalized and placed in a controlled coma for 3 days and then several days in the hospital and days in rehabilitation in recovery with his head injury and his leg fractures. New paragraph, he's recovered from all that. He denied having any seizures after awakening from his hospitalization coma. New paragraph, he has had a number of forms of physical therapy, all of which have been helpful in the recovery process. New paragraph, he did give a history of some isolated symptoms that occurred for several weeks or months before the development of this episode of generalized epilepsy, which occurred during a period of slightly increased physiological stress with reduced food consumption and dehydration. New paragraph, he had his first convulsion just before developing symptoms of and being diagnosed to have COVID infection. New paragraph, his second generalized convulsion occurred while traveling, returning from a vacation to Oregon in the automobile, frightening everyone who was traveling with him. New paragraph, he's remained stable since that time. New paragraph, his neurological examination today was slightly abnormal with a Wright-Babinski response. Some paragraph, this would correlate with movement-related symptoms in his right hand and arm that occurred before his generalized convulsion, suggesting partial complex epilepsy with secondary generalization. New paragraph. Today, he is completely asymptomatic and without complaint. New paragraph. The remainder of his neurological examination is entirely unremarkable. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and presentation with recurrent convulsions and a history of a severe traumatic brain injury several years ago, he most likely has a diagnosis of post-concussive epilepsy, developing partial complex seizures with secondary generalization, and a risk for recurrent convulsions. New paragraph, in consideration of his history and presentation, we'll perform the following. Number one, high-resolution 3D MR imaging of the brain. Number two, diagnostic electroencephalogram. New paragraph, therapeutic recommendations. In review of his current treatment regimen, identified that he was treated after his injury with both aripiprazole and with low doses of lamotrigine, thinking that he had bipolar symptoms. Some paragraph, I have no additional records regarding this, but that would be consistent with a traumatic brain injury, particularly involving the frontal hemisphere. New paragraph. I am going to initiate him carefully on Keppra, 250 milligrams BID, following his progress. Subparagraph, he is no longer taking either Lamictal or aripiprazole. New paragraph, should he develop any unusual moodiness, his regimen can be readjusted to lamotrigine following his progress and symptoms, considering any further therapy that might be indicated. New paragraph, we had a discussion, prolonged discussion with him and his family. Subparagraph, I provided handouts regarding seizures, epilepsy, concussion, electroencephalography, imaging, and considerations for therapeutic treatment. New paragraph, I answered a number of questions today from the family, particularly his father, regarding his treatment and prognosis. New paragraph, I've indicated to the family that with successful treatment and no recurrent seizures, that he can file to renew his driving privileges in about 3 months, but he will need to remain treated with good documentation and without recurrent convulsions of any sort in the future. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when returned, signed respectfully with my professional signature.